This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As-salamu alayka zaynal anbiya'i, as-salamu alayka.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us through what we have heard. May it be absorbed in our hearts and may it be put into practice on our limbs, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us in all of the meanings of being strong, outwardly and inwardly, spiritually and religiously and physically, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. I wanted to just share one passage in closing tonight, this blessed Laylatul before the eve of Jum'ah, and that it is titled Ilzam al-Bab, which literally means that stay at the door. Don't leave your knocking at the door. And this is a passage by Habib Ahmad bin Zain al-Habshi, one of the great inheritors of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nothing is more important for us in these lands in which we're living, in the United States of America and beyond these lands. And everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately. Nothing is more important than to connect to the inheritors of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because their way is his way. And the way that they live this deen is a mirror and a window into how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived this deen, and how he that transferred this deen and transmitted it to those blessed companions that were around him, and then generation after generation, walillahi alhamd. This is one of the three very special things about this deen, is that we have isnad. We have an unbroken chain of transmission back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can literally mention to you teacher after teacher after teacher after teacher back to the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the outward dimension. Then of course there's all different types of inward confirmations as well. Things that you know that these great imams, these true inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are experiencing, and their connection that is direct to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing is more important for us than this. We're not in need of anything more than this, so that you and I can attain felicity in this world, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, and in the next world, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. So he says, مَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُومَ وَيَنْهَنْ وَيَنْتَرِبَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَجَلَّ وَعَلَى, is that nothing is upon the servant other than to stand up, to exert oneself and do everything one can to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wala alayhi illa dhak. That's all he has to do. That is what he needs to be doing in life. Wallahu ta'ala ya'khudhu biyadihi idha aqbala alayhi. And then Allah will take that individual by the hand if that individual sets out on a path to Allah. And when we talk about these meanings, what is really happening? There's an outward dimension, but it starts in the heart. Where, as was indicated, anyone that is seeking guidance and truly seeking guidance, sincerely, will be guided. But we have to begin. We have to take that first step. And when you take the first step and you rely upon your Lord and you seek the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up another door for you. He will guide you subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will help you. And then he goes on to say, وَإِن لَمْ يَقْدَرْ عَلَى السَّيْرِ وَالسُّلُوكِ فَعَلَى عَبْدَ لِحَرَكَ وَعَلَى الْمَوْلَى الْبَرَكَ. And if this individual cannot, and these words are used to summarize the spiritual path, but here, if he can't walk, or if he can't travel, then it's upon the servant to just move. Haraka. And then Allah Ta'ala will place the barakah, the blessing. So even if you can't move quickly, even if you can't run, even if you can't walk, you do whatever it is that you can. If you just take it, you know, just a movement in the right direction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place blessing in it, and He will guide you to what comes after that. What haraka hi ijabu tada'i wa adam al-adbar. What is the reality of this movement? That is the movement of the heart. It is responding to the da'i, the one who is calling you, and not turning away. We know by virtue of our natural disposition that we're supposed to be living a life of purpose, that there's something more to this world than to what just appears to be the case outwardly of eating and drinking and all those other types of things that all human beings do. There's something beyond that. And our natural disposition knows that. And then when we hear the one calling, which has come upon the tongue of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his great teachings that have been preserved and still remain here with us, these teachings call us to all good. They bring us to life. And they not only bring us to life, they bring life to those that are around us as well. Wa adam al-adbar, what we don't want to do is turn away. What we don't want to do is give up or throw in the towel or to that lose hope or to somehow think that there's no possible way for us to succeed. Wa sharru kullu sharf al-adbar, evil, all evil is in turning away from Allah and that not turning towards Him. Wa haqqal 'abd an yaqum bi bab rabbih. It is the right of the servant that he stands at the door of his Lord. وَلَا يَحِدْ عَنْهُ, and he never turns away. وَإِنْ تُرَدْ, even if he's rejected. وَأُبْعِدْ, even if he's distanced. فَلْيَرْجَعْ وِعُدِلَيْ, he returns to the door. وَلَا يَنْتَرَدْ أَبَدًا, and he doesn't allow himself to leave the door. وَلَوْ قِيلَ لَهُ مِلْ عَنَّا, even it would be said to him, turn away from me. فَلَا يَمِيلْ, he doesn't turn away. بَلْ يُرَابَتْ بِالْبَابْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَتَحْ, he remains vigilantly at the door until the door opens. And this has to be how we are as we go through life, as we experience different things. We have to always turn to our Lord and to direct our hearts towards Him, and to remain at His door, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have hope that that door is going to open, and to have hope that Allah ta'ala is going to veil us, and that He's going to forgive us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He's going to guide us, and that we're going to that get better, and we're going to spiritually progress, and that we're going to experience blessed things in this world, even before the next world. And inshallah ta'ala, that if we take this advice to heart, what this allows us to do is to never ever give up, no matter how hard things get, is that we remain at the door and we turn towards our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our different states. And we remind ourselves of the importance of this while we're living and until the very last breath that we take. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with a kamal husn al-khatima, with a perfect good seal when we take our last breath. And then may we all be longing in those moments for the meeting with our Lord. And may we be longing for the meeting with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may we be longing to meet with the Salaf as-Salih, the righteous predecessors, and especially those of our teachers. And that we realize and we remember that blessed statement of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is that when he was approaching his death, he saw that as a joyous time, because he said, tomorrow I'm going to meet Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions. May these meanings be deeply rooted within us, and may they never leave us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq in all of our affairs. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammadan wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa alaykum.